Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What we're going to look at this evening is the gospel message that we heard a moment ago from Matthew chapter 10, especially these verses, verses 40 to 42. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. Is our text. Context. What's the big picture? What's going on here? Why does Jesus say these things, especially here at the beginning? Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. Don't we sing at Christmas time, joy to the world, peace on the earth? We do. We sing a lot of it. But Jesus didn't come to bring peace to the whole earth. He came to bring peace to those who follow him. He didn't promise that wars would end. He didn't promise that, all the disease would be taken out. He did not promise everything would be taken care of and be peachy and nice and clean and super and everything would be just smooth sailing. He promised that your sins would be forgiven and your relationship with God would be restored, and when you die in this life, you go to heaven. That's what Jesus promised. So a lot of people take offense at what he said earlier in this, that, you know, man set against his father, daughter against the mother. You know, everybody, even within our families, are going to be butting heads. We're going to be fighting. It's going to happen. He says it's going to happen, and it does. Well, I mean, look at my family. Whew. And your family's probably got some. I don't know if you want to call them bad apples, alligators, or what you want to call them, but your family's got some of those there too. I'm sure they do. Everybody's does. So, what Jesus is saying here is this is the conclusion of his sermon to his disciples before he sends them out the door and sends them to villages and tells them to go and preach the word. Go and tell others about Jesus. This is, he's wrapping it up. He's done, told them everything they need to know. And he's sending them out. I'll explain a little bit about what's worded here. The little ones. Everybody wonders who these little ones are. Those are disciples. Now, when I say disciples, you got to understand Jesus is talking to those who follow him. Got it? That's who he's talking to. Me, you, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, James, even Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray him. And to everyone that follows Jesus, this is who he's talking to. We, all of us, are the little ones. So, he's saying here, in the middle here, he says, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. In other words, if you receive and follow Jesus, things are right with God. God and Jesus are one in the same. I've got to tell you that over and over again because everybody wonders about it's even up there. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's all one divine being. How it's broken down, even the best theologians can't break it down for you. It's Jesus and God are the same. So, whoever follows Jesus follows God. Whoever believes in Jesus believes in God. Now, not everybody's going to see Jesus. He's here, but we can't see him with our eyes. Excuse me. Got it? We can't physically see him. He's present. If we were having the Lord's Supper, he would be physically present. That's why the Holy Communion is so special, because we see him. But a true disciple is one that believes without seeing. And not everyone will meet Jesus in the flesh. That's me and you and everyone. So, whoever welcomes him, he offers peace. And this peace is real special. The peace that it talks about is the peace like the word shalom from the Jews, Hebrew. Shalom. It's a really welcoming peace. It's a comforting peace. It's a peace that you can stick in your pocket and hang on to. It's a peace that can warm your whole body. It's a peace that can make your house just a wonderful place. It's a peace that we have right here, right now. Shalom. It's a wonderful peace. But this sword business, he says he came not to bring peace, but a sword. And it's a double-edged sword. You've heard that, haven't you, before? That Jesus' sword is a double-edged sword. It cuts going this way, and it'll cut going that way. What did we just say in the Apostles' Creed? He will come to judge us on the last day. And some of these cars going off. So, the reward business talks a lot in these couple of these three verses, 40, 41, 42. There's a lot of receiving rewards going on here. Whoever receives me receives of him who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. This reward is but one reward. It's the only thing that Jesus promises you. Paradise. Everlasting life in him. It's for you. It's for me. It's for all of us. And he says, whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, it's even though you offer to someone else, even a small, insignificant thing as a glass of water, you receive your reward. You will not lose it. That little insignificant thing that you might do for your neighbor, it guarantees you the reward. And it's not a work you're going to do because you have to do it. It's a work that's just going to flow out of the goodness that God has. Seriously, does anybody have any questions about this gospel lesson that we just read?
it gets kind of twisted around. There's a lot of it about, you know, families fighting against each other, but he says that's going to happen.